there are many other Gitas which are apart from the Bhagavad Gita and Uddhava Gita also. What about them? Not everything that is there within the broad Indian tradition is necessarily of the same level of authenticity. Madhvacharya talks about Shastra Taratamya. Taratamya means hierarchy or classification. So for example, in the Siddhanta Darpan, Baldev Vidyabhushan has written that book called Siddhanta Darpan, and there he states that certain books, like say the Devi Bhagavat, that is not an authentic Puran in the category of the 18 Puranas. So sometimes the followers of Devi Bhagavat claim that that is the real Bhagavat, and what the Vaishnava Bhagavat is not the Bhagavat. But that is clearly not true, because the Devi Bhagavat is a later book. The Devi Bhagavat is aware of the Srimad Bhagavat, and it claims that oh, that is not actually Bhagavat, we are the real Bhagavat. So it is basically a book later written by certain people who are the worshippers of the particular devatas, and they have tried to ascribe it to or sages, and that way they try to gain authenticity for their traditions. So many of the later Gitas, less known Gitas, the later Gitas, they try to follow the pattern of the Bhagavad Gita and try to glorify the particular devata in a way similar to how Krishna is glorified. So there are certain truths, certain statements within those Gitas which, if they are harmonizable with the Siddhanta that is given in the scriptures, then they are acceptable. But if they contain certain things which are not harmonizable with the Siddhanta, then they are to be considered contextually given for particular people, but they are not necessarily part of the Vedic canon. So we have to look at each of those books which are called as the Gita, and we have to see whether they are actually a part of the scriptural canon. And for that we may have to look at the broader traditions and what they talk about various books. So the content of the books as well as the explanation about the authenticity of those books as explained in the broader tradition, that will help us to understand the level of authority, level of authenticity of the content in the various books that are also considered to be the Gitas.